This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Anybody but Judge Roy Moore. I finally have something in common with Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell representing the great state of Kentucky, and it's not just the fact that I lived there for a couple of years as a boy. Stephen Bannon and his Breitbart News have put a big, fat target on his back. Bannon says he's coming after him. Been there, done that. McConnell said to the reporter when told, "You can quote me, ha-ha." Well played, Senator. I might have something else in common with McConnell as well, and that has to do with the upcoming election for U.S. Senator from Alabama. The Democratic candidate for the Alabama U.S. Senate is a former prosecuting attorney named Doug Jones, who, among other cases, has successfully gone after the Klan. Despite having never heard of him before the election, to my knowledge, the Breitbart folks tried to smear him, if that's the right term for it, for his support of an increase in the federal minimum wage after all these years that it's been frozen, by claiming he was a fanboy of Acorn's living wage campaigns. In these reports, I pointed out how far off the piece was from anything remotely resembling the facts. They then rejoined by writing another piece on my fact-checking that had me doubling down in support of Doug Jones. Okay, I guess that's the way we're going to play. Judge Roy Moore has been nationally known as a right-wing wig-out and zealot for years. Of course, there was his religious farce when he erected a 5,000-pound stone monument inscribed with the Ten Commandments on the statehouse grounds and resigned as Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court rather than obey orders to remove the rock. That wasn't his only outrage, but it does stick in your memory. Now the image has been replaced, though, horror-crying out farce, as we hear from four or five women who've now come forward in the wake of Me Too to tell their stories of Moore as a grown man in his 30s and a prosecutor abusing them as young girls in their teens, as young as 14 years old, after luring some of them to his remote cabin in the hills of Alabama. His denial was an admission when he said that that was not his dating pattern generally, meaning I suppose that sometimes he also tried to date grown women rather than little girls. At least he didn't take a page from Harvey Weinstein's book, who said things were different in the 60s and 70s by saying things were different in the South, because no young man, literally none, raised any time at all in the South, wasn't schooled from puberty on about what statutory rape meant or being legal. And for sure, a trained lawyer and prosecuting attorney in his 30s was fully aware. As Saturday Night Live joked, he was just kidding, which they defined as going after kids. So I may still not know much about Doug Jones, but I know he's not Roy Moore, and that's enough for me. I'll probably support an old mangy dog running against Judge Moore in Alabama if that was my only choice, so I'm proud to support Doug Jones over Moore. And I stand with Mitch Gondlin saying, Breitbart, you can quote me. Ha ha! This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.